The number of newly diagnosed HIV-positive Hoosiers in their 20s saw a nearly 40% increase from 2010 through 2014. That's even as the second most diagnosed group, 30-something Hoosiers, saw an 11% decline in the number of new HIV cases since 2010. The data comes from the Indiana State Department of Health, though department officials declined multiple requests for an interview. But Jeremy Turner, Director of Development and Communication at the Damien Center, one of the state's largest AIDS service organizations, says the numbers don't surprise him. He says the spike could be a result of increased testing in that demographic. He also says dating and hookup apps could be partially to blame.
It just provides a whole new avenue where people can more easily connect with other folks. And that's going to lead to people, you know, having more partners, which then increase their risk for getting STIs and HIV.
Changing attitudes about HIV may also be a culprit. Turner says the disease is now seen as more of a chronic condition and less as a death sentence, so people are less likely to be scared into taking preventative measures. And Rural Center for AIDS and STD Prevention Director William Yarber says younger adults, who often feel invincible, can be hard to reach.
One of the biggest challenges we've had is to help people understand and then integrate into their lifestyle is the fact that certain risk behaviors, no matter who you are, can put you at risk.
He says more emphasis is still needed on education, early diagnosis, and treatment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentiman, West Lafayette.